Day five. I tell the guys, day five, getting through it. Got one more. Just one more. We have 6 days. It's the 6 day hump. If they can get through it, then we'll be past the training camp part of it. But they've done a good job, you know. And again, our guys are resilient. They come out, they fight, they work. I know they're tired. I know they're hurting. But like I told them, so is 31 other teams. So we got to find a way to keep pushing through, and they do. And we just got to keep getting better.
Can you tell us about Joel Bitonio and Cam Irving?
Yeah, obviously, I'm sure you guys have heard that they both have a couple injuries. And so they're going to be week to week. And we'll see where they are, and hopefully we'll get them back as soon as we can. I know our medical staff, they'll do everything they can to get our guys back soon. But I don't think it's anything major that's going to keep them out a ton of time. I just think we got to work through some things and make sure we get those guys both healthy.
How about for the season opener? Do you think you'll have them then?
I hope so. I mean, I hope to have them then. But, again, you just never know medically how these things work. But I think we're right in that window where we have an opportunity to have them both back and ready to go. And I feel good about that, but we'll see how that goes.
Greg will step in at left guard then?
Yes, he will. Mm-hmm.
It's Wednesday, so have you picked a quarterback?
Yes, I have. Brox is going to start. Deshaun's going to go second. And Cody will play third. And then Kevin will play fourth.
And this does not mean anything for the regular season?
Doesn't mean anything for the regular season. This is this game. Keep going.
Will the play time increase for Brox?
I don't know that it will increase. I know he's going to walk out there first. And it could decrease. You know, I want to see these young guys play quite a bit.
Do you want to see Kaiser before the second half?
Yes, I do. Okay. And that's why I'm going to put him out there second.
And what Joe Thomas basically had a little press conference with us today and kind of said, hey, you know what, it looks like they're grooming Brock to be the starter for the opener. Is he accurate about that?
Well, I think, you know, our players all have opinions. And Joe's here every day and see what's going on. So that means that's good that he feels that way. That means Brock's doing some good things in the locker room and on the field. But at the same time, I think Joe knows I get to make that decision. And I do talk to our players because I think it's important. Our players know exactly what I'm thinking all the time. But we'll see how that all unfolds. I mean, there's a chance that can happen. There's a chance that couldn't happen. So we're just going to work through it and keep going.
Joe also said he didn't expect to play in the Giants game.
No.
Does this injury change anything to Bitonio?
Joe Thomas?
Yeah.
No, he will not play this game. No, he will not. I mean, so I'm not going to go back on that one.
And with Irving out, does that go to the rookie then?
Yes, it will. Mm-hmm. Roderick Johnson, we'll stick him over there and let's go. Hey, we've been through this before, right? Yeah. Here we go.
So, what is the thinking behind starting Brock and putting Deshaun in there after him? What's kind of mindset?
I still think that right now where we are, that Brock deserves the opportunity to walk out there first. And I think seeing Deshaun, I mean, again, last week it was in the second half. I want to see him now in the first half, you know, and see what he can do there. Give him opportunity there to showcase his talent and ability. And then we'll put Cody in and go from there.
What kind of improvement have you seen from Osweiler now that he's had more practice time with him?
Well, I think he's done a good job of managing our offense, putting people in the right spots, in the right places. Brock's a pro. He's done this. I mean, he's not going to get fooled by many things. Obviously, he'd be the first to tell you there's some throws he wants to make better, some things he wants to do better, and he'll work at those things. But I think he deserves to go out there first, and we'll go from there.
It's bumping the same injury each time, but is that a little bit of a concern with Bitonio? Second, third injury now, last couple seasons?
I mean, obviously, we want all our players out here, you know, but trust me, this is not Joel doing this. You know, things happen. Right. And so hopefully we'll get him back, and I know we will get him back. I feel very comfortable and confident that he'll be back and be back soon, sooner rather than later, and be ready to play. And you guys know how he is. He's very competitive, wants to be out here right now. But, again, we'll get through this. It's nothing major. We're going
to
be fine.
Not to press you on this, but usually trainers know, like, to the day when these guys are going to come back.
Mm-hmm.
So
some guys are fast healers. Some guys take a little longer. You know, so I think, in my opinion, we'll have both of these guys back before the regular season. There's no question in my mind. But I don't want you guys to hold me to that and be like, hey, Hugh Jackson, this is what you said. I've had enough of that for a few days.
when you said a quarterback thing is for this game, aren't you getting to a point where you're going to have to decide about the opener?
I do. I think, you know, I think the major game in the preseason is the third game. And I think hopefully we'll have it all nailed down about exactly where we're headed and where we're going. I think whoever trots out there third has got a very good chance of trotting out there the first game against the Steelers.
Hugh Njoku said he's playing Monday. So how eager are you to see him in his preseason preseason debut in, has he kind of turned the corner since he struggled, like, for, you know, there's those few days in camp
right.
They're asking you about the drops and stuff?
No, no doubt. He's getting there. You know, I think he's getting in better shape, first and foremost. Getting back into football and doing it every day and the grind of it and bumping into each other. So I'm very excited about watching him on Monday because he needs to go out and make plays. He's a very talented young man, has a lot of ability, but he's got to go show us that he can do it in a game.
It looked like Joe Thomas was working with the scout team a little bit today. I was wondering, that doesn't seem normal.
Yeah, he wants to. He wants to work. I mean, Joe's gearing up to play. I think if I know Joe, he'd probably share with you guys. He's going to play next week. He needs to play to get ready for the season. So I'm sure he's getting himself ready to play, and I think that's important. He knows his body and what he needs to do better than I do, you know, but my job is to create the environment for him to do it. And so here it is. You want to go with the scout team? Have at it. Go out there and get it done, and that's what he was doing today.
I know training camp isn't the end-all be-all, but Ogba, who had a really good end to the last season, seems to have had a quiet camp. I don't know. Maybe you would disagree. But
I think it's because you guys watching Miles all the time. He's done well. I mean, he's done extremely well. We're very happy with his development and where he's headed. You know, and I think having the other players, Danny Shelton, Miles Garrett, Desmond Bryan, and Cooley, and the other guys up front, is only going to make Emmanuel even better, you know, because I think some things are going to naturally get pushed to him because of Miles and the other guys, and I think he's going to make those plays. I think he's doing well.
As far as the Irving injury, looks like you're trying to make a decision on backup tackles. Does this set him back, or has he shown you enough?
He's shown some good things. He's shown some inconsistency, too. He needs to continue to get better. I think he's growing. I think he was right on the cusp of really making that next jump the more you play out there. You know, so it's unfortunate this happened. But at the same time, I think Cam's talented, and we just got to keep getting him better.